In the San Francisco Bay Area, a small town with big crime problems is trying something different. Concerned residents of Richmond, California, have set up a tent city in the middle of a neighborhood known for murders and drug deals. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, it's a last-ditch effort to stop the violence and to chase away the lawbreakers.
Richmond has always been known as a tough working-class town, but lately it's being called the most dangerous city in California. The violence reached a peak last month when a gunman interrupted a funeral and shot one of the pallbearers in the face. That was a breaking point for Reverend Andre Shoemaker.
You can't cure a sickness unless you first acknowledge that you're sick. And Richmond is a city that is sick with homicides.
Shoemaker is sitting in the middle of a dozen tents staked out in a parking lot in Richmond's notorious Iron Triangle. He and another minister opened this camp in hopes of taking back the neighborhood from those who have turned it into a killing zone. And the preachers have gotten some help from Albert Lee, a retired restaurant owner.
Reverend Newsom and Reverend Shoemaker called me up and said, Al, let's do something about this killing. They say, well, won't we camp out where your niece got killed at? So I say, where's your camping gear? No camping gear, no tents, no tables, no nothing. So me and Freddie, we set up camp here.
Freddie is Freddie Jackson, Lee's friend and self-described OG, a street term for old-time gangster. A big man with long dreadlocks, Jackson says the violence was so intense this summer, he attended 3 funerals in as many days.
I'm doing this because I was tired of burying my young homies. You know what I mean, my young friends, you know what I'm saying, all my little partners.
Jackson and Lee scrounged up just enough gear for a couple dozen people to camp out in Nevin Park, the scene of 5 recent murders. But staking a claim here in the middle of an urban combat zone wasn't easy. Lee says it tested his nerves.
A couple nights ago, I was sitting out here. Oh, it was about 3 o'clock in the morning. Been up all day and I'm tired. So some came over me and say, Al, go to sleep. You're safe. You're protected. God told me he had me protected and shield that night. And I just best night's sleep I done had in a long time.
Word spread fast about Richmond's tent city. The violence subsided, and neighbors showed their support with kind words and donations.
I mean, we got people coming from San Rafael, Sausalito, San Francisco, and they're telling us what a good job we're doing. But the last couple of days has been kind of a lot of tension.
Part of the tension comes from the fact that no one is really in charge. That's led to arguments such as this one that broke out when a camper tried to feed a homeless woman over the objections of others in the tent city.
Hey, man, what would we say? Say, man, listen, man, you can't just come up in here trying to run things. Who is you, blood? Who is you?
Even with these problems, the campers are taking a bite out of crime. There's been only one murder since the tent city went up. And Freddie Jackson says he hopes that others will take up the cause.
They can't sit back and wait for one of their own kids to get killed and then want to come out and shout at the top of their lungs. You know what I'm saying? They got to come out and shout with us right now, like we're doing it right in Central and North Richmond, man. We are shouting out, man, that we are tired of this killing.
Jackson says this tent city in the Iron Triangle will close at the end of October. Meanwhile, 3 more in other crime-plagued parts of Richmond have sprung up. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.